All righty, we'll go ahead and get started. Anybody that comes in can join us when they get here. So welcome everybody. Thanks for dropping in my Thursday 30 webinar today. I've got some tips that I want to give you, just a few different things as far as content tips and things that you can do to boost your traffic, boost your website traffic and your visibility and increase your brand. So hopefully you'll have some good information come out of that. And so let me go ahead and share my screen. And we will get started. So like I said, five tricks to increase your traffic for your website and to your brand. If you could only be seen in one place, what would you choose? You want to be seen on Google? Do you want to be seen on Facebook or WordPress or YouTube or Instagram? What would be your choice? Well, the obvious choice for most people should, in essence, be your website, because that should be the anchor to everything that you do. Keep this in mind. There's only two things that you control, that you really have control over in the digital marketing space. One of them is your website. The other is your email marketing list. And we've talked about email marketing a couple of weeks ago. But those are the two things you control. If you think that putting all your effort into Facebook is worthwhile and all of a sudden they make a serious change, what are you going to do? I mean, what can you do? I've seen businesses literally lose thousands of dollars of revenue every month because of changes that were made to the social media platforms. So you really need that anchor. And that's why I think the website, having your website, is just a critical piece to making sure you've got your content directed in one particular place. So how do you drive traffic? Well, that's, you know, getting traffic to your website is really what we really want to try to achieve, because, you know, people are going to see they may see you other places, but you want to make sure that you eventually get them into your website, which then has the call to actions. It has the buttons that move them along, the actions that you want them to take. And that's where the other platforms all come into play. So things like, you know, Google My Business, I mean, a critical piece because of its review capabilities. People may see your Google My Business page before they see you, before they see your website. And that's okay, because prominent on your Google My Business page is a link to your website. It's your contact information. And most importantly, it's your reviews that say how the social proof that how trustworthy you are and that you're somebody that they can feel confident doing business with. Your social media sites should all build your brand. It's not easy to try to sell on social media sites, really to try to direct traffic from there. But it is easy to build your brand, to build name recognition, awareness, trust. If you're using, you know, using your blogs and using reviews, posting things like that, those are all things that are great for social media. Your blog is going to be another key piece, and I'm going to talk about that in a moment. Search engine optimization, you know, that used to be a pretty complex science, because there used to be certain formulas that you had to adhere to for your website, things like frequency of keywords and having keywords in meta tags and those types of things. It has moved probably 180 degrees since the early days of SEO. I used to see a lot of gurus that would, you know, talk about the things they would do, you know, the algorithm changes and the with Google and the content changes and, you know, certain formulas and things like that, strategies. Now, most of the companies that offer SEO services, search engine optimization services, if you really talk to them, what they're doing is they're going to sell you a package of search engine marketing, pay-per-click advertising, because that's what you can do. that's really the, you know, the old days of being able to really have some tricks and techniques are gone. So all of these things will drive traffic to your website, and that's important. That's really what you're wanting to achieve, but you want to, but really, you know, the most important thing is how do we build that content traffic that we're looking for? Google loves content. Again, we don't need, we don't have to worry so much about specific algorithms and the keyword frequency and waiting on a page and those types of things, because a lot of that technology is old. I had somebody yesterday ask me, you know, something about, she said, well, you know, all you need to do, right, is just put a bunch of meta tags in your, you know, put a bunch of meta tags in, right? And I went, nope, doesn't work anymore. That's old technology. That's not anything that Google uses now. The only meta tag that Google gives any weight to is the header, the title of the site. Anything outside of that is used in other places, but it's not used for to get your site ranked any higher. So for the most part, I don't give much credibility or much thought to keywords anymore. They're there and I have them, but I don't worry about it. Content is the new search engine optimization key. And that's really hard. And that's bad news for a lot of people, because it's like, oh my gosh, you mean I have to create more than I've done for the website already? Believe me, it's like pulling teeth trying to get people to give me content for a website. Working on one right now for a particular client. And I got a bio, an about us page and a bio. That was pretty much all I was given. And I ended up creating content for their, for multiple pages, because I knew the industry and I was able to do that. But it's so difficult for people to create content. But you start with, what does your audience want to learn about? So what do you think your audience needs to know? What are some topics in your industry that it would be nice if they knew? What do you wish that they knew, or what do you wish they asked even? Because we get so wrapped up in our business that we think everybody knows what we do and what it's all about. And it's not the case. You know, we really need to be finding out what people want, and in relationship to our industry, find out what they want, and then how can we solve their core problems or challenges? One thing you can do is use a one question survey. And so we just create a survey. What do you want to know more about blank, about real estate, about marketing, about investing? What do you want to know more about? And then ask that question you can create a free survey like Google Forms or SurveyMonkey or something like that. Your email marketing programs will also have that. But create a free survey and then post that everywhere you can. Post it in an email. Send it out in LinkedIn and Facebook. Post it to any place, groups that you might be part of within social media sites. Post that everywhere that you can so that you start getting the feedback for what do people want to know. Once you have that, then once you have that knowledge of what they're looking for, now you have their pain points, you have their challenges, and now you can start crafting information that answers a solution. You know, we get so wrapped up in, I don't know how to write, I don't write well, I don't like to write. You know, it takes me back to my high school days, you know, all those kind of things. And I understand that. And it's true. But if you'll think about it, if a new prospect sat down with you and said, or said, let's say, use me for an example. They sat down with me and they said, so can I just create a website with Wix or Weebly, one of those freebies? Won't that do the same job as having somebody build it for me? If somebody asks me the question, I'm going to answer it. And I'm going to answer it in pretty much in detail, because I'm going to tell them everything that I know about that particular topic and my perception of how that works and what they need and how effective marketing works. Well, if I do that in a verbal manner, why can't I put that on paper? That's really what we're trying to achieve is, you know, we just need to not get so caught up in the fact that we've got to write something, but we've got to come, all we need to do is transfer the information that we already are sharing verbally onto paper because, or in digital, because if one person's asking you that question, how many hundreds others are looking for that same answer? So blogs can expand your visibility beyond your website. So if you're writing a blog article, you can share that out on not only just social media sites, but there are social bookmarking sites, Quora, Reddit, for to name a couple. Those give you a great tool, to a great place to be able to expand your view. And one of the key tricks in your blog, always, always, always end your blog with a, what I call a resource box. And by resource box, what that has is your web address and a brief paragraph about you and what you do. So have that resource box in there because you don't know where people are going to see your content. And if they see it somewhere, you know, just from a, from an article you post someplace, then they can follow that link back to your website and go, wow, this is, you know, this person really knows what they're talking about. They're really an expert in this area. So blogs extend your visibility. It lets you demonstrate your expertise, as I was saying. So you don't have to tell people how great you are. If you give them a ton of good information and value content, they're going to know how good you are and want to do business with you. And I use this analogy. Assume you've got a, assume you've been diagnosed with some serious illness. Heaven forbid that happened, but we use that for an analogy. And given the options, money's no object, you can go down the street to the local urgent care, or you can go to the Mayo Clinic. Which one are you going to choose? You're going to choose the Mayo Clinic because they have more credentials on the wall. They have more expertise than the local urgent care. And not a knock against urgent care, but you want to deal with the person that's the expert. And so that's why demonstrating your expertise is so critically important. Google loves fresh content. You know, your website, your whatever you're using for your marketing anchor is not a static entity. It should not be a, well, got my website done, brush that off my list, and I'm good to go. No, it needs to have continually added content. Having that fresh content keeps Google coming back. And the one thing you want is Google visiting your site on a regular basis. The other thing I like to do is I like to write like I talk. I don't want to be speaking or writing in some, you know, formal thou shalt not terminologies, but I want to write like I talk so that if people read my content and then they meet me in person, they go, oh yeah, you know, I like the stuff you do, because they connect. One more little tip on that same vein. Write like you're talking to one person. That's all you're talking to. Your content is directed at one person. And so if you write like you're talking to that individual, it's going to be a whole lot more effective than if you're, you know, trying to appeal to the masses. And I use a lot of my verbiage in my posts, use a lot of you and your problem, and I help you solve your problems. I create everything where it's talking to one person so that they feel like they're being talked to. They feel like they're being a conversation, not lectured at. Answer questions that clients may ask. That's a huge value for your, as far as content goes and how to create content. So if you're figuring out questions that people are asking, then you know what you should be writing about. What do you wish your clients and customers knew about your business? We've talked about that before already, so that's an important component. But I hate writing. I know, I get it. But you got a smartphone, don't you? Record your content. Record what you want to say. Send it, either transcribe it yourself or send it to a transcription service like Teamy or Rev, and you know, they're like 25 cents a minute. So you can create your blog posts right there in, or if you want to use a Dragon Speak software or something, you can do that. I've used that as well. That works well. But you can record your content and have it transcribed. And then all you have to do is just do a little tweak and edit and post it to your website. So there's a good shortcut for you. And I've done that with clients before, especially ones that have, I had a landscaper that was, we were trying to create a lot of different content. And so, but he would never write anything. He's like, yeah, we'll get around to it. Never did. So I finally said, okay, I want to meet you at 8 o'clock in the morning. And we're going to knock some of this content out. And I sat down, pulled up my phone, put it on voice record. And I said, tell me about tree trimming. You know, tell me about artificial grass. Tell me about spraying your yard for, pre-emergence. And I walked through the process of everything we needed to cover in a recording, took the recording home, transcribed it, and made blog articles and web pages. So it's an easy way to do it. And we just don't think about that. I still hate writing. I got it. I get the picture. So why not do a vlog, a video blog? You can talk to your customers and clients, right? We do that every day. So why not record that on Zoom, or you can record it with your phone as well. Record it. And if you do Zoom, you can record it directly to your computer. You can have it sort of scripted before, but most of the time you can just let it roll. You record it to Zoom on your computer, then you have a hard copy. You can take that copy, upload it to YouTube, upload it to LinkedIn, upload it to Facebook. You can also take that copy, then once you have it in YouTube, you can embed it in your website. So you can create the video content of basically what your blog is going to be. And people love to have video content. They like it better than having to read something. So the other cool thing, if you use Zoom, you also get a audio transcription, and you can take that audio transcription and plug that into a podcast. So if if you've ever done a podcast or thought about doing podcasts, I do that a lot. I'll take my content from webinars or from interviews or things I do. I'll take the audio and post it right into a podcast service. So now you've got more visibility all the way around. So use the video aspect of it. And I know people get hesitant to be on camera, and I got that, but you don't mind getting in front of somebody face to face and working with them. So the camera is no different. Think about the camera as that one person on the other side of the table from you. And you're just talking to them like you would anybody else. And if you need some tips on the audio equipment, go back to last week's webinar. I gave you some tips on cameras and software and mics and things like that. So, but like I said, you can always do your phone as well. And you can access your phone through Zoom too, or the vice versa. You can access Zoom through your phone as well. So, and record that way. Don't forget about frequently asked questions. This is probably one of the most powerful tools that you can do from a content standpoint, and yet it's so often overlooked. Customers want to know specifics about your business, but we get a little bit timid maybe, or we don't want to look stupid, so we don't want to ask. And so it's like, I don't want to ask that question because they'll think I'm stupid. Well, we know that's not true, but we still have that reservation that says, you know, I'd rather answer that, find the answer to that question myself than I would, you know, have to ask it and look dumb. So by adding frequently asked questions onto your website, do it in your, you can do it in LinkedIn. You can do it in video form. A lot of different ways to use those questions, but it's a great source for content. And it's the best way to match your website with someone asking questions about your industry. So let's say, for example, that someone asked a question about a website. Let's say they want to say, you know, they ask a question, you know, does a Wix website optimize as well as a WordPress website? And I have a page on my website, a question on my FAQ pages that say, does a Weebly or Wix website optimize as well as a WordPress website? And I answer that question. Google looks at that and they goes, here's somebody asking a question. Oh, look, here's a blog article or here's some content that answers that question. Let me match those two up. It's a great way to get that visibility. So a great way to get that visibility in there and have that content that you want. So again, good connection with optimization. You want to update your questions often. Again, you're always getting questions. And so make a note of those and just write them down and then add them to your website. You want to tell Google what's new. This is another thing you can do, and that use your Google My Business. On Google My Business, you have the ability to write a post, just like you would a blog. So when you go to your Google My Business page, if you'll look at there'll be a tab on the left that says posts, and it will give you several different topics of posts, events, offers, what's new. Create a blog article and post it there, and that instantly notifies Google what's new. And it can also send them back to your website. You can put a call to action in there that sends them to your website, or it sends them to a sales page or a contact page. A lot of different things you can do there. Posts do expire. Unlike your website, a post in Google My Business will expire. So, and it depends on the type. A regular what's new post, I think, expires in 7 days, but it will stay active on your Google My Business page for longer. But it's just in the post that Google displays, then it's, you know, it does expire. An event expires the day of. So if you do an event for a workshop you're doing or something like that, or an open house, then you can, or a special, then the post will expire on the day you put it for its ending. 1,500 characters is the limitation to a post for what's special, I think what's new rather, in Google My Business. You can do longer for a call to action or a product, but that's typically where you're looking at. And then you be sure and always put a link to your call to action to your website or sign up page or whatever it might be. For example, I created an event for this webinar, and I put in there the link to register for it. So, but utilize Google for that. It's a great source. Also Pam shared, thanks Pam for reminding me, Google allows you to dictate your email content. So it's a good way to record an idea. And then when you got a few minutes, then you can email it to yourself. So that's a great source for keeping content together. I use Evernote, and a lot of times we'll do that similar thing with Evernote, where I can pull open my Evernote app. I'll record it as I'm driving across town. I'll record something I want to think about and flesh out for ideas. And then I'll come back to the office, and when I've got a few minutes, I'll put it together and create my content. So a couple of ideas for you to think about. Hopefully that's helpful. I've been looking at reading a really interesting book about sales funnels and what is a sales funnel and do I really need one? So I'm probably going to put something together on that shortly. It's an interesting concept because we think of, you know, sales funnels as having to be something really technical and how do you create a funnel? Well, you already have one. I'll just give you a little hint right now, a tease for it. You already have a sales funnel. You just may not be promoting it and utilizing it to its fullest extent. So anybody have any questions? Feel free to let me know. Pop those in the Q&A box or follow up with or send me a follow-up if it's afterwards. I'll be happy to do that. Answer those. As always, this is recorded, so it will be on my Ninja Marketing Dojo website probably later this morning. And that way, and I also did it on Facebook Live. I think it recorded on Facebook Live. So if you know somebody that might have, you think might have find this useful, feel free to share that. It's on the 800 Biz Ninja Marketing Facebook page. So hope you guys have a great week, rest of your week, great weekend. Stay cool. And we will see you guys next week.